www.aids.org/school-holiday-activities.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
Every year, hundreds of schools around WA have their school photos taken by a specialist school photographer. And Capture Photography has been doing this for over 17 years. No other school photographer puts as much effort into providing WA's highest quality photographic products. If you are part of a school management team, a PNC member, or even a parent wanting the very finest school photos, get in touch with the team at capture.com.au. That's Capture with a K. Station sponsor.
The Royal Flying Doctor Service has been committed to improving the health of Australia's remote and rural communities for over 86 years. Last year, our emergency rescue and essential healthcare services touched the lives of more than 280,000 Australians. That's one person every 2 minutes. Call 1300 669 569 or visit flyingdoctor.org.au. Help keep the Flying Doctor flying.
The Community File.
Are you interested in gardening? The Girraween Community Garden is looking for new members to join us for gardening and social activities. We are located behind the Girraween Library. Contact Wendy at girraweengarden@gmail.com or on the garden's Facebook page.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mack, Twang, and Eddie Hisman ring. We're going steady. Take it easy, take me high, lie, lie. House of fire, locomotion, poker, passion, deeper purple satisfaction. Baby, baby, gotta, gimme, getting hot. Sammy's cooking, Leslie Gore, Richie Valens, end of story. My Vista Fuji, I'm a Kamasutra, Rama Lama, Richard Perry, Spectre Barry, Righteous Arches, Nielsen, Harry, Shimmy, Jimmy, Coco Poppin', Fats, back and finger poppin'.
Afternoon, 2 minutes past 4 o'clock. This is 89.7 FM. I'm Alan Griffiths, and this is Sunday Sounds, every Sunday between 4 and 6 p.m. Thank you to the local yokel. Some more fabulous music today, Chris. Really enjoyed that. And we look forward to his company again, not next week, but the week after, because we have the Joondalup Festival of Motoring next week. We're doing an outside broadcast. And I, too, won't be here next week either, for the very same reason. So we're going to, this week, we're going to just go back to like the old format, A and B side singles and album tracks, and I'm going to be a little bit self-indulgent, feeling that sort of mood, to be quite honest. Just had a birthday and just retired in the same week, so feeling pretty good at the moment. Also, with not being in next week, I don't want to do a start a chat countdown and then leave it for 2 weeks and then finish it off. I would rather start afresh when I return. So we're going to start off with, love this track from Phil Collins from his But Seriously album from 1989. And this is All of My Life, 89.7.
Try to understand the best I can.
and one half wandering jewels, free to wander wherever they choose, are traveling together in the sangre de Cristo, in the blood of Christ mountains of New Mexico. On the last leg of a journey they started a long time ago, the arc of a love affair, rainbows in the high desert air, mountain passes slipping into stones, hearts and bones, hearts and bones, hearts and bones. Thinking back to the season before, looking back through the cracks in the door, two people were married, the act was outrageous, the bride was contagious, she burned like a bride. These events may have had some effect on the man with the girl by his side, the arc of a love affair, hands rolling down her hair. Love like lightning shaking till it moans, hearts and bones, hearts and bones, hearts and bones, hearts and bones. Wake up down in Mexico. Oh, I don't know nothing about, nothing about no Mexico. And tell me why won't you love me for who I am, where I am? He said, 'cause that's not the way the world is, baby. This is how I love you, baby.
This is how I love you, baby.
This is how I love you, baby. One and one half wandering jewels, return to their natural coasts, to resume old acquaintances and step out occasionally and speculate who had been damaged the most. Easy time will determine if these consolations will be their reward. The arc of a love affair, waiting to be restored. Take two bodies and you twirl them into one, their hearts and their bones, and they won't come undone. Hearts and bones, hearts and bones, hearts and bones. Thank you.
Hearts and Bones from Paul Simon from 1983, the title track from his album, and the B-side to Graceland, and which was the title track from his 1986 album. And the song Graceland won the 1988 Grammy for Record of the Year, but only went to number 62 in Australia, number 98 in the UK, and number 81 in the US, and at the time was the lowest. Graceland was the lowest charting song to receive the Grammy for Record of the Year. It's since been surpassed, but at the time that's what it was. At number eight, and from 1989, Phil Collins, All of My Life, the album track from his album But Seriously, which went to number one worldwide, except Hungary, where it went to number four, and Japan, where it went to number 14. But still, that's not a bad effort, is it? And that was his fourth solo album. And it was a huge commercial success worldwide, and it reached number one in the UK and the US for 15 and 4 non-consecutive weeks, respectively, and it was the best-selling album of 1990 in the UK, eventually selling 2.75 million copies there and 4 million in the US. And the lead single from the album, Another Day in Paradise, won a Grammy Award for Record of the Year. And that's a great, great album, one of my favourite Phil Collins tracks. And if you're wondering, if you just tuned in and you're wondering why I'm not doing a chart countdown this week, not going to be in next week. I've got family over from South Australia, and I'll be seeing them off, unfortunately. It's not a pleasant task, is it? And so rather than start a chart countdown this week, then leave it for 2 weeks to finish it off, I'd rather just do a show of album tracks and A and B side singles, and and start the next chart countdown properly in 2 weeks' time, which will probably be from 1970, I would say. But if you've got a message, want to send a message, or you'd like to say hello, or if you even have a request, 0418 897 897 is my number, 0418 897 897. Look forward to hearing from you. Another one from 1989, it's a 38 special.
I'm not afraid to Have your say, your city, your way. Check out station sponsor City of Joondalup's official Facebook, Twitter, YouTube and LinkedIn pages and become informed and actively engaged with what's happening in your local community. Enjoy fantastic photos, media releases, news, videos, event updates, public notices, employment vacancies, plus much more.
Have you ever wanted to look at the stars up close? Well, now you can. Station sponsor the Gravity Discovery Centre will open a whole new world of amazement for you. Located north of Perth, just off Indian Ocean Drive, the Gravity Discovery Centre has something for everyone, with a great range of attractions. Climb the Leaning Tower, explore the Cosmology Gallery, get up close in the Biodiversity Gallery, and take in the marvels of the Milky Way at the Observatory. For more information, bookings and tickets, go to gravitycentre.com.au.
This is a station sponsor.
At John Hughes Cherry, Prindleville Drive, Wangara, you get a brand new, beautifully styled Cherry Emoto 5 with leather sports seats, alloy wheels, keyless entry, rear dynamic view camera, wireless Apple CarPlay, Android Auto and smartphone charging, a massive interactive LCD and plenty of active and passive safety features. Plus, you get a 7-year unlimited kilometre new car warranty, roadside assist and cap price servicing, all from $31,490. Hurry, they're selling fast.
johnhughes.com.au
89.7, we're proud to be local.
Something is wrong, my baby. Something is wrong with me. If I know she's a worry.
1991, Jimmy Barnes and John Farnham went well together, didn't they? Two very, very powerful voices. When Something Is Wrong with My Baby, from Jimmy's album Soul Deep. And the song originally written by Isaac Hayes and American singer-songwriter David Porter, and was first released. And can't read my own writing here. first released by Sam and Dave, that's right, an American soul and R&B duo in 1967. That's embarrassing when that happens. I really should improve my handwriting. From 1989, before that, 38 Special and Second Chance. And that was the band's best performing single. And that was from their album Rock and Roll Strategy. The band were formed in Florida in 1974, still going to the present day, I think, with one original member. And the single went to number 14 in Australia, number 6 in the US. And their last album was an album called Drive Train back in 2004. And they are currently touring the US. Thank you to Lorraine of Craigie, who wrote in a little while ago. And thank you very much for your greetings, Lorraine, and very much appreciated. And you're looking forward to hearing Chris Rea, which is great to hear, because I love that man's music myself. And I've got a Chris Rea track coming up probably in about 20 minutes time. Not one you hear normally on radio, but I hope you do enjoy it nonetheless. He goes back to his blues roots, and I really hope you're into a bit of blues, Lorraine. So like I said before, going to have a little bit of indulgence in this show today, playing some of my own personal favorite tracks. And this one is right up there, from 1970, Creedence Clearwater Revival's Cosmos Factory. And I think Clay from Forestfield will know exactly what I'm talking about when I talk about this particular track. It goes for 11 minutes, and really, really going to enjoy this one. So put your feet back and enjoy it with me. 89.7 FM, it's coming up to 4:30.
Some other guy that you knew before, you knew all those guys, you know I love you more.
1970 in Creedence Clearwater Revival. I heard it through the grapevine from their fantastic album Cosmos Factory, written by Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong for Motown Records in 1966. And that album was actually the first Creedence album that I ever knew of, because 1970 was when I emigrated from the UK as a 13-year-old, and I'd never heard of Creedence until I moved to Australia, believe it or not. And that album just hit me between the eyes. It really did. Fantastic stuff. And Clay of Forestfield has written in and enjoyed that today. And he's requested something by David Bowie. That's coming up a little bit later on, Clay. So thank you for your request. And also had a request from two dear friends of mine in Adelaide, Daryl and Joe, who are listening online today. And I haven't got the song that you requested, unfortunately, but I do have something else by Black Sabbath, so I hope that's okay for you there, Daryl. And I'm just sorry I don't have that particular song, that's all. Otherwise, I would have played it for you, for sure. And also, Terry and John has just written in from Greenwood saying that enjoying the music today. Thank you very much to you both. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the show as well. Nice to get a little bit of feedback. We've got a short break coming up, and then after that we have Eric Clapton and Chris Rea.
Station sponsor.
Okay, team. Our new airport check-in system isn't delivering what we need. People are frustrated with waiting times and the lack of scheduling information. We need to design a better experience. Any ideas?
Every single day, design graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
If you marked an X on the map of Perth for every investment property managed by Exceed Property Management, there'd be so many X's you'd be hard-pressed to read the map. That's because station sponsor, Exceed Real Estate, are one of Perth's largest and most successful property managers. Exceed delivers exceptional service, excellent performance, and extraordinary reliability. In property management, X means Exceed Real Estate. Life is better with Exceed.
Are you looking for a gift for that special person in your life? Maybe for an anniversary, a loyal employee, or a birthday, or graduation? Whatever the reason, station sponsor Grazie Gifts have a massive range of gift basket and hamper options to suit all occasions. So, to choose the right gift for that special person and order online, visit grazie.com.au. That's grazie.com.au.
For your listening pleasure, Sunday Sounds with Alan Griffiths, right here on Sundays from 4 to 6pm.
To be so easy to give my heart away. I found out the hard way, it's a price I have to pay. I found then that love was no friend of mine. I should have known better time after time. It was so long ago, but I still get the blues for you. It used to be so easy to fall in love again. I found out the hard way, it's the road that leads to pain. I found then that love was more than just a game, 'cause I was playing to win, but losing just the same. It was so long ago,
but I still get the blues on you. So many years since I'd seen your face, here in my heart there's an empty space where you used to be.
Driving me home. I don't know what it is
that keep driving me on. Something burns inside me if I'm not moving on.
From 2005, Chris Rea and Can't Stay Blues. That was from his 2005 album box set called Blue Guitars, which consisted of 11 CDs, and that song was from CD number 2, entitled Country Blues. So, Lorraine, hope you enjoyed that one. Or if you like, you could request a particular Chris Rea song that you would like, and I'll see what I can do for you. But do hope you enjoyed that one. I know I certainly did. 2013, before that, Eric Clapton and Still Got the Blues, just an album track from an album he released that year called Old Sock. And the reason he called it Old Sock, he was inspired to name the album that after a conversation he had with David Bowie. And after hearing Bowie's then new song, Where Are We Now, Clapton sent a note thanking him for writing such a beautiful song, and Bowie responded, and I quote, "Thanks for the shout-out, Old Sock. Really appreciate it." Bowie allowed Clapton to use the phrase for his album title and share the story of their conversation. And following Bowie's death in 2016, Clapton wrote Sweet Dreams, Old Sock on his Facebook account. And speaking of David Bowie, here he is.
Wanted to look at the stars up close? Well, now you can. Station sponsor the Gravity Discovery Centre will open a whole new world of amazement for you. Located north of Perth, just off Indian Ocean Drive,
the Gravity Discovery Centre has something for everyone, with a great range of attractions. Climb the Leaning Tower, explore the Cosmology Gallery, get up close in the Biodiversity Gallery, and take in the marvels of the Milky Way at the Observatory. For more information, bookings and tickets, go to gravitycentre.com.au.
The City of Wanneroo, corporate sponsor, proudly supporting 89.7 FM.
Are you part of a community group searching for new members or looking to promote your upcoming event? Head to the City of Wanneroo's community directory and register your group today. The online directory can be found at wanneroo.wa.gov.au/community directory.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
Pentanet is building a world-first gigabit internet network, and they need you to make it a reality. Join Operation Nexus to do your gigabit and save Perth from ordinary internet. Register for free at pentanet.com.au/nexus.
Station sponsor.
LOL.
OMG.
BRB.
You know what these mean, but what does this mean?
KHL!
To Tom, it means he doesn't feel alone anymore. To Lily, it means she's alive and happy today. Whatever you're going through, if you're aged 5 to 25, KHL means you don't have to go through it alone. Contact KHL. Call 1800 55 1800 or visit kidshelp.com.au. Kids Helpline. We're there for you.
You're listening to 89.7 FM. Text your requests in on 0418 897 897.
Minutes past 5, 89.7 FM, Sunday Sounds with Alan Griffiths this afternoon, taking you through until 6 o'clock this evening. And I hope you're enjoying the show so far. That song for Daryl and Joe over in Adelaide, who did request something else by Black Sabbath, but unfortunately didn't have that song. So I hope you enjoyed that one anyway, from 1970. Title track from their album, went to number 26 in Australia, number 4 in the UK, and number 61 in the US, and that brings back some memories for me, because that came out during my very first summer in Australia, so I always think of that. when I hear that song. And before that, for Clay of Forestfield, David Bowie and Fashion. I'd forgotten all about that one, Clay. That's a great song, and I'm glad you requested that. From his Scary Monsters album, went to number 27 in Australia, the single, number 5 in the UK, and number 70 in the US. And if you have any more requests, please feel free to write in 0418 897 897. And Lorraine enjoyed that Chris Rea song, and she's requested another one. And if you know me, Craig, Lorraine, I'll do anything to play you Chris Rea. I absolutely adore his music. And I'll play that song, for one of those songs for you, just a little bit later on, okay? This next song's from 1985, and I actually just stumbled across this last week on YouTube. I just happened to be going through some things, and this song popped up just out of the blue, and had it filed away, but forgot I had it. By a Swiss musical duo called Double, and spelled double, of course, and this is called The Captain of Her Heart, and I really did enjoy this song when it came out, and see if you remember it.
It was way past midnight, and she still couldn't fall asleep. This night the dream was leaving. She tried so hard to keep. And with the new day's dawning, she felt it drifting away. Not only for a cruise, not only for a day. Couldn't wait another day for the captain of the heart. As the day came up, she made a stop. She stopped waiting another day for the captain of the heart. The captain of the heart.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that one, Lorraine. And that was On the Beach, of course, from Chris Rea. Originally the title track from his 1986 album, released as a single. And but that version was from his first compilation album called New Light Through Old Windows, which was released in 1988. And I hope you enjoyed that, Lorraine. And thank you for listening today. It's great to know that you're out there. And before that, Double from 1985, The Captain of Her Heart. And Claire Forestfield actually remembers that one now, but he hasn't heard it for quite a long time. Same with me, mate. I totally forgot all about that one. Even forgot that I had it, to be quite honest. And they were a Swiss duo formed in 1983 in Zurich by one Felix Haug, I hope that's how you pronounce it, H-A-U-G, who played drums and keyboard, and Kurt Malou, who played guitar and vocals. And that song was from their debut album Blue, which reached number 71 in Australia, 69 in the UK, number 30 in the US. And they split in 1987 due to musical differences, but they did reunite in the late 90s to record new tracks, which went well, but felt there wasn't enough material for a new album. But eventually, they said they were happy with the results, but the project for a new album was postponed. However, in 2003, for the 20th anniversary of the band, the pair attempted to complete the project. However, Felix died following a heart attack on the 1st of May 2004, and Malou took the results of that session and gave the tracks to Pit Baumgartner for remixing. And these were included on Malou's 2006 solo album, Loopy Avenue. Yeah, fabulous song. That was the only real chart success that they had. They did release a few other singles, but that one was the highest charting single, and very, very good to hear that one again. We're going to go for a short break, and then after that we have an A and B side single from the early 70s from the Raspberries. Stay tuned.
Station sponsor.
All right, so green hydrogen could be key to reaching our emissions target. But storage and transportation is still too inefficient to scale it up. I need you to find a solution to make it viable.
Every single day, engineering graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
Pentanet is building a world-first gigabit internet network, and they need your help to make it a reality. Join Operation Nexus to do your gigabit and save your community from ordinary internet. Register for free at pentanet.com.au/nexus.
Station sponsor.
Have to say it's true. Can't believe it's happened to me, but ooh, I'm glad it's you. I guess you were the one from the start. And try as I may, I can't say that we're part. So I might as well give in and say I love you. All the time. All the love we'd make, I was so afraid of emotions I could only take. You were there from the start, and try as I may, I can't say that the part. So I might as well give in and say I love you. Might as well give in.
days we'll be catching the rays. Long hot days we'll be catching the rays.
You know my tape deck is blasting, my car's fast. When school lets out and the summer's here, we'll have some time for the sun. Throw my notebooks out, put my car in gear, cause we'll be having some fun. Driving around.
Long hot days will be catching the rain.
Driving around.
Long hot days will be catching the rain.
You know my J-Dig is fast and my car's faster. Driving around. With my girl by my side, we can go for a ride, find a place we can dance. When it gets real dark, we can stop in the park and have a backseat window. Driving around.
Long hot days will be catching the rain.
Driving around.
Long hot days will be catching the rain.
You know my T-Dig is blasting, my car's faster. Driving around. Yeah. I'll be waiting up through the year just to get you alone. With nobody.
1972, an A and B side single from the Raspberries, both songs from their fresh album from that year. That was Driving Around, which is the A side, and Might As Well, which was the B side. However, the single didn't chart for them. The Raspberries formed in Cleveland, I think it was, in Ohio in 1970. They broke up in 1975, and they had a couple of reunions in 2004. And 2009. The album itself went to number 31 in Australia, number 36 in the US album charts. And the band drew their influence from the Beatles, the Who, the Hollies, and the Small Faces, and other bands associated with the British invasion. And speaking of the Beatles, here's an A and B side single.
Take you down, cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Living is easy with eyes closed. Standing on you.
must be high or low. That is, you can't, you know, tune in, but it's all right. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to strawberry fields. Nothing. Yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to strawberry fields. Nothing is real, nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. Strawberry fields forever. Strawberry fields forever.
main B-side from the Beatles from 1967, and Clay, I reckon you would have enjoyed that one, and you would have had them up pretty loud, I should imagine. That was number one in Australia, the US, and number two in the UK, a double-sided hit for the band. And Strawberry Fields Forever was written by John Lennon, who viewed the song as his finest work with the Beatles, and the single itself was regarded by their producer George Martin as probably the best single that the Beatles ever released, and I would be inclined to go along with that. That's a truly, truly great single. Here's Brian Ferry.
As the rain streams down my face, there's no turning back now to fight the fate. I've numbered now the place. They said go west, young man, at best. They say you feel no pain. Well, it's okay if you dig the grave, but I want to live again. Can we go as a man? Let's start riding like the storm. Can we go? Will I run out of control tonight? Can we go until every trace is gone? It's a winding road from Queston way down Sunset to the beach. And Canoga Park straight safe drive to too far out of reach. But now the headlights are flashing by so fast, all directions seem the same. And the windscreen wipes keep a beat repeating. You can't let go again. We'll be right back.
The Community File.
If you are experiencing family or domestic violence, but it is not a life-threatening emergency, the Stirling Women's Centre can help with advice and support. Contact the centre on 9205 7375. 9205 7375.
Promote your non-profit organisation or community group, and it's free. Head to our website at 897fm.com.au. The 897FM Community File.
ECU is proud to offer a free exercise clinic where you can participate either virtually, via an online platform, or in person at the ECU Health Centre in Wanneroo. The free exercise clinic is open to anyone 18 years and older, and each session goes for 60 minutes. Sessions are run by ECU's third and fourth year exercise science students, supervised by accredited exercise physiologists. You can enrol in the full 13-week program or simply attend as many or as few sessions as you like. Visit the ECU Health Centre website for more information.
Learn the signs of stroke and know how to act fast. F is for face. Has their face drooped? A is for arms. Can they lift both arms? S is for speech. Is their speech slurred? Do they understand you? T is for time. Call 000. Time is critical.
Here's another long-lost recording from 1992 from a man called Jude Cole. Remember him? See if you remember this song. Great stuff.
Yeah, yeah, Well, I'm tired of the pressure, so tired of the pace. Just wanna grab you, baby, then get out of this place. I got no chance of making it. Walking slow and talking low and tired of going down, down, down. Start the car, we gotta move. This ain't no living, this ain't no groove. It's been a long, hard road. Come on, baby, let's drive it home. Start the car.
Somewhere
Jude Cole from 1992 and Start the Car. Jude is an American singer-songwriter, record producer, executive and talent manager. And that was the title track from his third solo album, which went to number 46 in Australia. The single went to number 59, and which I think it deserved to go higher, but that's the way it is, isn't it? And number 71 in the US. And he's still recording. His latest album was I think it's a compilation album called Coolerator from 2021. And before that, from 1978, from the Bride Stripped Bare album, which was a rather unusual title, isn't it? And Brian Ferry with just an album track from that album, Can't Let Go, went to number the album went to number 32 in Australia. And I'd just like to say a quick hello to Paula and her husband, Mark, who live in Piara Waters, who will listen on the podcast occasionally, I'm reliably informed. So if you're listening to this one, best wishes to you, and thank you for attending my party last night. Great to see you both again. From 1982, we have an A&B side single from Kim Wilde. Play the B side first. Take Me Tonight. We'll be right back. Wild from 1982 and View from a Bridge, an A&B side single from that year. And the B side, of course, Take Me Tonight. The single went to number 7 in Australia, number 16 in the UK. And both songs were from her second studio album called Select. And she's actually touring Australia in October of this year, but unfortunately, she's not coming to Western Australia. She's going to Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria and South Australia, but just not Western Australia, which is a little bit disappointing because I wouldn't mind seeing her, to be quite honest. 62, 63 years of age, I think she is now, and still going strong. Well, that's it for me. Derek Crom is in here to play the blues for you from 6 o'clock this evening through until 8 o'clock here live and local on 89.7 FM. So please join Derek, especially if you're into blues music. I won't be in next Sunday. I've got to take my family to the my sister to the airport for her trip home, and I won't be in on Thursday either because we might be going away for a couple of days. And Thursday, I mean Thursday kickback, that is. So I shall catch up with you on Thursday kickback, a week on Thursday between 3 and 6 p.m. And when I come back the following Sunday, I'll be doing a chart countdown from 1970, so that's Sunday, 2 weeks from today. I won't be in next Sunday, so I hope you can join me then. Thank you for everyone who's written in today, and just thank you for listening generally. And I hope you can join me next time for Sunday Sounds in 2 weeks' time between 4 and 6 p.m. And we're going to go out with this song from about 1973, I think it was, Ann Peebles. And Eruption recorded a disco version of this in the late 70s, but I've got to admit I prefer this one. It's called I Can't Stand the Rain. Be nice to have some, wouldn't it? So bye for now, and take care, and we'll catch you again in a couple of weeks.
I can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories. Yeah, when the rain, do you remember how sweet it used to be? Just once.
looking for a gift for that special person in your life? Maybe for an anniversary, a loyal employee, or a birthday, or graduation. Whatever the reason, station sponsor Grazie Gifts have a massive range of gift basket and hamper options to suit all occasions. So, to choose the right gift for that special person and order online, visit grazie.com.au. That's grazie.com.au.
Pentanet is building a world-first gigabit internet network, and they need you to make it a reality. Join Operation Nexus to do your gigabit and save Perth from ordinary internet. Register for free at pentanet.com.au